In this video, we will talk about why good intentions are not enough in microchurch planting. Many microchurches begin with a beautiful burden. Someone says, "People in my neighborhood need Jesus," or "Our home could become a place of prayer," or "There are people in our village, workplace, apartment building, or family network who may never walk into a traditional church, but they might come to a meal, a Bible conversation, or a small gathering." That burden may be from God. It should be honored, but calling must be formed. A person may have hospitality, compassion, spiritual energy, and courage. Those are wonderful gifts. But microchurch planting also requires clarity, maturity, training, boundaries, oversight, and patience. Good intentions can still create confusion. For example, a gifted host may begin inviting people to a Bible study. Soon, people are asking for pastoral counseling, marriage advice, baptism, communion, help with children, money, crisis care, or spiritual authority. If the leader has not clarified the role of the gathering, the connection to a local church or soul center, and the limits of the leader's responsibility, the group may become unhealthy. Another common mistake is building the microchurch around one personality. At first, that may feel exciting. People may love the leader's warmth, teaching, home, or story. But if the gathering depends entirely on one person, it may not become a disciple-making community. It may become fragile, controlling, or unsustainable. A healthy microchurch needs structure, but structure is not the enemy of the Holy Spirit. Wise structure protects people. It protects the leader. It protects the witness of the gospel. Think of Acts 2. The early believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers. There was spiritual life, but there was also recognizable order. The church was alive, but it was not careless. Microchurch planting should be prayerful, warm, and simple, but it should also be accountable. Ask these questions early. Who is mentoring me? What church or soul center connection gives oversight? What am I trained to do? What should I refer to someone else? How will we handle children, safety, conflict, offerings, and care? How will we raise up future leaders? Good intentions are a starting point, not a complete foundation. When calling is joined with training, humility, accountability, and prayer, a small gathering can become a trustworthy place where people meet Christ, grow in faith, and join the spread of Christianity.